Calling all mystery fans. Calling all speculative fiction fans. Dick Meteor is on the air. Hey folks, Dick Meteor here. I'd like to ask a few questions. Do you enjoy your current system of choosing your leader? Do you ever feel frustrated with lengthy ballot counting measures that make the process go on and on and on and on with no end in sight? Well, have I got a solution for you. Higher Votes R Us. I can't think of a better way to solve annoying ballot counting procedures than to throw them all out of the window and let a corporation do the counting for a profit. With the state-of-the-art ballot counting technology at Votes R Us, you can have a new leader within hours. None of this waiting days or weeks or even months to find out who you've elected. Know instantly who you will be cursing tomorrow for messing things up. And now introducing Votes R Us Plus, the premium service that allows you to skip the election process entirely. Just pay them enough, and they'll make sure that leader you prefer is legitimately put into power. That's Votes R Us. Trust us. We'll protect you from the sad people who disagree with you.
Some restrictions may apply.
Guys, that doesn't feel quite right. Are we sure that's the way to go?
Greetings and salutations, interstellar sleuths and gumshoes, ripped from the Sunday funny pages and flung into deep space. It's time once again to thrill at another daring adventure of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. When we last left our hero, Dick and Annie had hacked into the station logs in order to find his ever-loyal bartender, Sambot. They discovered a strange hacker with the signature 0314 had manually erased Sambot's existence and exiled him to Infura.
Well, it seems the simplest thing would be to steal a pod, go down to Infura, and get my bartender back.
As I have told you before, going planetside is dangerous.
So is staying on this station. Life is dangerous. You can't let that stop you from moving forward.
Do you even understand the operating schematics and technicalities of piloting a space pod?
It can't be that hard.
It is far harder than Dick anticipated. After a crash landing on Infura, he managed to locate Sambot. With no way back to the station, he received a call from Annie.
Richard, you need to hurry back. Something's gone.
Annie? Annie!
What is happening to Annie? Will Dick be able to save her from whatever danger she is in? Will Dick ever get his drink? Find out now in an episode we like to call The Great Escape of Dick.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Sambot, we need to get off of Infura. Annie could be in trouble.
There aren't any pods nearby. Well, we could go a-riding and a-hooping and a-hollering. Sorry.
Can you fix a space pod?
Damn it, Jim, I'm a bartender, not a mechanic. Oh, sorry. I glitched.
Try again.
Damn it, Dick, I'm a bartender, not a mechanic. That's better.
What is wrong with you, Sambot? You've never acted like this before.
I got some wires crossed. You could say that my eggs have been a scrambled. Well, horn swallow the haberdasher. Yoo-hoo!
Sambot, focus. Look, I think we can get you fixed up, but we have to get back onto the SS Deep Space 9¾. Does anyone around here have a pod or a shuttle we can use?
No, but I know a bot who can fix your crash pod.
We better hurry then.
This way!
Annie will be all right. She's a smart droid.
As Dick searches for a way to repair his rocket, Annie is doing her best to lay low.
Oh, what am I going to do? Dick is still planetside, and I haven't heard a word from him. Did he crash? Was he eaten by a rabid cow? No, Dick is too smart for that. Oh, I hope. I have bigger problems to deal with anyway. There can only be one reason Perk called me to the dock bridge. He must have somehow known I broke into the station logs to find Sambot, my glitch may have been discovered. Androids are not meant to have emotions. If Perk has found out about me, I'll be decommissioned. I'll be reprogrammed, and some new droid with my face will saunter away, and I'll be gone. Forever. He can't know that. He just can't. What if he found out about my feelings for... No. I'll try him one more time. Just once more. Richard, are you there? Do you comprehend? Nothing. It's been hours.
Annie Droid, why are you not present on the dock bridge?
Eavesdropping is considered a breach of societal custom, computer. Your programming should include protocols on social norms.
That is not answering the question. You have been summoned. Where are you?
I cannot hear you. You are breaking up. I am proceeding through a tunnel.
Annie Droid, if I had a physical body, I would drag your shiny metal carcass to the dock bridge right now.
Hopefully that bought me some time. Please hurry, Dick.
Back on Infura, Dick is still having trouble getting up to the station.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
How about now?
No! Sambot, aren't you supposed to be leading me?
Why?
So I can get my pod fixed.
Well, I'm a guy.
You already said that.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
Sambot.
Sambot, I haven't seen you in a blue moon. Oh, who's your friend?
I'm Dick.
Shouldn't you buy me a drink first, handsome?
What? No, my name.
I get it, Shiny. I'm just tugging on your chain for funsies.
Shiny?
Sammy, what do you need? Is your glitching getting worse?
A little. A storm's a-coming.
Is your memory flux card broken? That may be the problem.
Say, I didn't catch your name.
I didn't throw it your way, Shiny. I'm Harley. Harley Fry Wing, the best mechanic in this corner of the verse.
She sure is! And the partiest pain.
Now, you are just the sweetest droid, Sammy.
Wait. Mechanic? You're a mechanic?
Sure as the sun rises in the morning time.
Can you help me? My pod crashed not far from here.
I can take a look. What have you got to entice a girl like me?
Well, I don't have much in way of credits.
Tell you what, Shiny. I'll take a look and we'll talk about credits later.
Why would you do that?
Well, you're a friend of Sammy. He's good people, so therefore you must be good people. And good folk help other good folk out. Let's take a look at that pod. It can't be that bad.
They soon arrive at the pod.
So it is that bad. Sammy, could you go get my tools for me?
Sure thing.
So, what's your story, Shiny?
Huh?
What's your story? Everyone on Inferia's got one. What's yours?
I'm a private dick.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I'm a detective. I came down here looking for Sambot.
You're from the station? Deep Space 9 3/4?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd give anything to get off this rock and out into the verse. I applied to go up, you know, the captain. Perk, I think his name was, rejected my application.
Captain Perk rejected you for space travel? Why? You seem fully capable.
I was too unusual.
It's not right, a young girl like yourself in a man's position.
I was a weirdo to a green space pig with a cybernetic eye. Can you believe that? No, sir. I was too different. Just like Sambot. He's a good bot, even if all his synapses don't fire right.
Harley, I'll make you a deal. If you fix my pod, I'll put in a word with the captain and try to get you off this rock.
Would you? Oh, wow. I gotta know one thing first, Shiny.
What's that?
Who's waiting for you back up on that station?
What do you mean?
You're twitchy. A man only acts like that when a girl's waiting for him.
I don't have a girl. Annie, my droid, she may be in trouble.
And this Annie, you're worried about her?
Well, I don't want to find another secretary.
Uh-huh. I'll fix your pod and get you back to your droid. But you gotta promise to get me up there someday.
Deal.
Here you go, Harley!
Thanks, Sammy. Let's do this.
Are you sure she's a mechanic?
Pretty sure.
That ought to do you, Shiny.
Thanks, Harley. Come on, Sambot.
You'd best not forget your promise to me.
It's not long before Dick has flown back to the SS Deep Space 9 3/4 with Sambot at his side. Dick rushes back to his office, hopes high.
Annie!
Dick? There's nobody here. Who are you calling for?
Dang it, Annie. Where did you go?
Hey, Dick! You've got a blinky light on this box here thingy. I mean, you got a message.
Richard, if you are receiving this holo message, it means I could stall no longer. I have been summoned to the dock bridge by Captain Perk. I will not pretend to be naive to the reason. It is my most sincere desire that you have recovered your friend from Infera. I have programmed all information pertaining to Hacker 0314 into your private database.
She knows my password?
Your password was not difficult to guess. One, head dick, all one word.
Son of a...
Good luck, Richard. I hope we'll meet again soon. I hope... You're my only hope.
Annie... Come on, Sambot.
Where are we going?
The dock bridge. We gotta save Annie.
Oh no! Is Dick too late to save Annie? Will he keep his promise to Harley? Who is Hacker 0314? And where is Dick's drink? Find out next time in an adventure we like to call Warship Stories.
Hey everybody, Justin here, creator of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together.
The Great Escape of Dick was written by Elizabeth Bird and Justin Howe, performed by Richard Burt as the announcer, Elizabeth Bird as Annie Droid, Kayla Sandusky as the station computer, Taylor Schoonover as Sambot, Brianna Van Dusen as Harley Fry Winnett, and Justin Howe as Dick Meteor. Underscoring performed by Corey, Show Me How. Additional sound effects were found on freesound.org. This episode was recorded from the respectable social distance of our own homes and mixed and edited by Justin Howe. Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye is a production of Just Puppets Productions. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, share links across your favorite social media platforms. Heck, I'd love to see someone create a Dick Meteor TikTok dance. If you do that, tag Just Puppets KC. If you'd like to toss a coin to the podcast, head on over to anchor.fm/dickmeteor and click the support button. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.